Okay, today's daf is Arachin daf Chaf Aleph. Chaf Aleph, as we continue in the last blot of the fifth parak of Maseches Arachin, as we have a couple of week and a half or 2 weeks left to the Masechta, we are on Chaf Amid Beis. And keep in mind that I mentioned Monday there won't be a shear up, but it's from Sunday, yes, and then we'll get back to on Tuesday. Okay, the Ika Demasnila. We are on Chaf Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom. And we have been talking, it just came up, the sugya of Makdish Davar Sheinu Shelo. We mentioned that the unique shita of the Rambam, you got to put all the Rambams together to try to figure out what his shita is, whether he holds a little bit like Rameyer or doesn't hold like Rameyer at all. We spoke about the different problems that the Achronim suggest for Davar Shelo Ba La'olam. So that's what I meant to say. And this came up because we're talking about what a person can be makdish. The Mishnah had said, if I say my this ox is an ola, this house is a is a carbon, and something happens, what's the difference between a lashon of zeh and a lashon of alai? And what about a different lashon of I want to give the damim of this shor, I want to give the damim of this bias? Just one point I neglected to mention yesterday was that it is a chiddush. So one of the achronim point out that the Gemara gets into the whole discussion of davar shelo ba la'olam when a person says the damim of a certain value I will give. That's a lo ba la'olam. Is that really a lo ba la'olam? The value of something is in the item. No, the physical money that you're going to exchange it for is not here. But when you say I'm the damim of a certain item, that's why is that lo ba la'olam? The Gemara calls it lo ba la'olam. So the Gemara, that's what it's defined as. But it's interesting that even that's lo ba la'olam. That is ba la'olam. Every item, the value of this Gemara is here in front of me. I just have to change it into money to see it as money. But interesting, the Gemara still calls that lo ba la'olam. Okay, so the Gemara now says that the whole discussion of lo ba la'olam and the same Shachla Vitaria appears in a totally different context as well. V'ika demasni lo'aha. Some have the previous conversation on the following. Hamaskir bayis l'chaveiro v'nis naga. What happens, says the Tosefta, that if you rent out a house to your friend and all of a sudden it gets saras on it. Right, you wake up in the morning and there's saras on your rented house. So, afalpi, who's the Baal Lashon Hara here? Which one? We'll have to see. Afalpi shecholto kohen, even if the kohen is machlatit. You know, the two stages of tsaras, hesker and muchlat, right? If we don't know that from Nagom, we know that from the Mishnah in Megillah, at least, right? The difference between Mitzorah, Muskar and Mitzorah muchlat. So even if a kohen declares this house as vadai mitzaras, Omer lo harei shechal fanecha. The maskir could say, I don't have to get you another one. I don't have to give you another house. I'm not breaking the agreement. There's a house here. It's physically here. And even though it's tameh and you can't stay in it, but omer lo harei shechal fanecha, you're allowed to say that the maskir is allowed to say it is in front of you. You see the Rashi? Rashi, this last skinny line. Omer lo maskir lo socher harei shechal fanecha. V'lo askir lecha bayis acher. I'm not giving you another house. Shrei bayis yiskadi lecha kayam. Yeah, this house is right here. Yes, it has saraz, it's a bayis amenuga, but it is here. But nitso, but once it had to be broken down, because you have to tear it down depending on the stage. First you have to just cut out the parts, but once it becomes a mukhlat, you have to break it down. So then, chayav lahamalo bayis, so then the maskir has to supply the socher with another house. Right, so that is the halacha, the first halacha of the Tosef. Let's talk about this for a minute before we get to the second part, which is really the focus of why the Gemara brought it. Why does he have to give another house? So Rashi says in the bottom, Demishamazle Demaskirhu. We assume that the problem here, that Saras is a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Maskir. We discussed this in Parshashir, if you remember this week. We discussed Hashkacha Pratis and Hashkacha Klalis, related to animals, related to people. So this is where the Chinuch says it, by Tzaras Abayis, he says that this is Hashkacha Pratis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending a message. So too says the Gemara here, this is the mazel, the bad mazel of the Maskir, Shenechshad al HaGezel o al Tzaras HaAyin. That is chashen on Gezel or miserliness. And therefore, he must have gotten this spots on his house. The Achronim point out that earlier we had seven suggestions. On Daf Tezayin and Aleph, we had seven suggestions. Why Nega'im Ba'im? Those are the two blot about the Lashon Hara. But we had many. The Gemara said, Shavu Ashav, Lashon Hara, obviously Lashon Hara is the first one on the list. Lashon Hara, Shrichas, Damim, Shoshav, Gili Arayas, Gassas Aruach, Gezel, and Saras Ayin. So the Gemara here just quotes 2 out of 7. So maybe some of those are some of those are Saras on the body, and some of them are Saras on the house. Maybe it could be Mechalik. But either way, these are at least 2 of the ones that were mentioned earlier, and we assume it was the Maskir that is getting the message. Why don't we assume it's the Mazel Ra of the Socher? Yeah, the Mazel Ra of the Socher. Why is it, why do we Dafka assume that it was the Maskirs? So maybe the answer is, the question is, how do you look at Schirus? How do you look at Schirus? Whose is it? Is it really the Maskirs, but you're allowed to use it? Or is it, like the Gemara says in one place, Schirus is Mechira Liyome? If it's a Mechira Liyome, if it's a sale for a certain amount of time, like a Matana Manas Lahachzir, so then maybe you should say it's the Socher's issue. But the fact that the Gemara says it's the Maskirs' issue, maybe we still see it's connected. Maybe it relates to that Sugya. Possibly. Okay, number one. Number two, the other point to mention is Tosfos. Tosfos on the bottom. So, what did the Tosefta say? If the house is still there, even though it's declared as a Basara, as a house, a bias muklat with saras, still the person could say, the Maskir could say, it's here, it's physically here, what do you want me to do? I don't have any other responsibility. Are you allowed to get benefit from a house of saras? Once it's declared as saras, is one allowed to get benefit from it? We know Chazal tell us that the Kohen is commanded to tell the person, take everything out before I declare it as a Bais HaMenuga. But that's because you don't want to make everything Tameh. You don't make everything Tameh. It's difficult. Especially the Kli Cheres, which you're not going to be able to become make Tar. So are you allowed to use, is there an Isser Hana'a? So says Tosfos, Omeri, to Mehacha Mashma. First Tosfos says, it sounds like from here, to Bias Menuge Hamuchlat Mutrabana. Mishamachi Omer lo Haresha Chalfanecha. Pashtus, that you should be able to, the fact that you could say Haresha Chalfanecha means that, you know, you're allowed to get Hana. Because if you wouldn't be able to get Hana, so then would you be able to say Haresha Chalfanecha? Right, we'll have to see elsewhere whether that, right, that it says from the Bamitzia, Sachar Chamor Vihivrika, Oshanasis Angaria, Merlarishakovanecha. When it's physically there, but, you know, it's just problematic in the usage, but it's physically there, so then you would be able to say Arishakovanecha. De'i Armina Debayas Muklat Aser Bahana'a, because if you say it's Aser Bahana'a, Im Kain says to us, Avi Kimi Meso Nishbura. It's like it's broken or it's dead, Desanasan, they have to give him another one. So it sounds like from our Gemara, says Tosfos, that you're allowed to use it, and that's why you're allowed to say Aresha Chofanecha. Aresha Chofanecha can never be said if something is totally Aser Bahana. Vikasha, and he says, doesn't work with the Medrash, because the Medrash seems to say that it is Aser Bahana. That's Tosfos' problem with our Gemara and the Medrash. So Tosfos says at the end, it must be, Vitzarech Lomar, you know the top of the next Umbud, Vitzarech Lomar, third skinny line, Denachinami du Aser Bahana. It must be, no, that it's Aser Bahana here. Even though you can say Aresha Chofanecha. It must be where ha the Amar Hacha the Amar LaReisha Chalafanecha Hayinu could go into Amar LeBayeze VeKivan Dehu Ba'en Eino Chay LaHamel Lo Bayez Acher Miu Hipsit Scharo VaAvi Kimo Meso Nishbura. So Tosfos is very bothered and he ends up having 2 days. But the one that he likes is that even if it's Aser Bahana, a person can still say, "Well, it's here. I know you can't use it, but it's still not my responsibility." Okay, different days in Tosfos whether one could say HaReisha Chalafanecha in a case where something is usser bahana.
He said bayez zeh, then why would he have to provide him with a replacement?
If he said bayez zeh, why'd he have to, well, he said you could have this house. I don't think it's like a neder, like the case of Chaya Bachrayas, right? I hear where your question is going. I don't think it's like the same kind of, I have a personal obligation, right? I think it's different when you have a contractual agreement between two parties. Okay. Keep in mind, whenever we talk about Bayis HaMenuga, the Gemara Sanhedrin, the Fayin Aleph, where the Gemara, at least according to one opinion, says that 3 things never happened. Lohayu v'lo nivra. And it's drush in the Gatara for drosh v'kabal schar. And that is Bayis HaMenuga is one of them, Ben Sorer Mora, the other one, and Ir HaNidachas. Those 3, the Gemara suggests, the city that's burned because of Avodah Zarah or Ben Sorer Mora, the child between 13 and 13 and a quarter, that have parents who are the same height and have the same exact voice, and he stole money from his parents, and he had a lot of meat and drank a lot of wine, and all the different difficult conditions for Betzora Mora to take place. That never happened, according to one opinion. And then somebody, Rabbi Yonasan, I think, is in the first two, and there's a third one in the other. No, I saw one. I was at the Kever of Ben Saramora. I was at the tail. I was at the burned mound of an Irani Dachas. Each one of them says that, no, I saw one. I saw one. Okay. At least there's one day that says there never happened. And Drosh the Kabbal Schar. All the Achronim say, what? There's not enough Torah. We couldn't have 610, right? These three. 613, there wasn't enough. The answer is no, that the point of Torah, Talmud Torah, is to get a complete picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how we get close to Hashem. And even if something is not Lamaisa, but it's still a portion of Torah, and we have to try to understand it in order to get a perfect and complete understanding of Dvar Hashem. And that's why Tzrosh Rekabel Schar, you get for the Schar, but it's not that, even if something is not Lamaisa. Rav Schechter talks about this in his Akdama to Ginas Egos. Quotes this Gemara, and they quotes the Baal HaTanya that says this in terms of getting a complete picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by learning Kol HaTorah Kula, and this is part of Kol HaTorah Kula. If you would have left it out, then we wouldn't have a complete picture. Right, there wouldn't be anything lacking in our Lamaisa lives, but in terms of our conceptual lives, there would be something lacking. Okay.
I thought Bais HaManuga was actually a good thing, at least originally.
So there are different chazals. Is Bais HaManuga a good thing? So Rashi, Allah Torah says, oh, it's a present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because there's treasures in here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have given me the treasure some other way. Right, he could have, had the wall fall down. Maybe that's a nace, but there are different chazals. There are some chazals that say that Hashem afflicts your house with saras first, slowly, because you're only a little bit of a Baal Lashon Hara. And then if you don't get the message, you go see your clothing. And if you don't get the message, you go see your body. So that goes in, that's in conflict with the other, that it's really a present for us, because he wants to give us the treasures. So you have to put all the different chazals together, whether it's a good thing or not. Okay. Says the Tosefta. If somebody rents out a house to their friend, it becomes a Bais HaManuga, so then you can see HaReish HaKol Fanecha as long as it's physically there. So now, Hekdesho Hadarbo, so now we're not talking about Bais HaManuga anymore. This is just a separate statement of the Tosefta. Hekdesho Hadarbo, so we think that means if the person who's living there is Makdashit. Hekdesho Hadarbo, the one who's living there is Makdashit, meaning the Socher, Ma Leschar LeHekdesh. Then, yes, it works. Now that Hektish owns this house instead of the Maskir, and you got to pay Hektish instead of paying the Maskir. So the Gemara says, one second, Hektish Adarbo, Hechimati Makdishla. How could the Socher be Makdishit? Ish ki Yakdish Beso, Kodesh Amarachmana, Ma Beso Rishusov Kobishusu. You can't be Makdish something that's not yours. Right, so what are you talking about? The Socher is Makdishit? That doesn't work. So the Gemara says, you're right, switch it. Hachi Kamar, Hekdisho Maskir. Hadarbo malas chala hektish. If the maskir is makdash, it is his, so then the one who lives there has to pay hektish now. Right? He has to give his wages to hektish. So the Gemara says, one second. Two problems. Number one, hikdisho maskir hechidayer bay, bimeilakai. What do you mean? If he's makdash is the house, the guy can't live in there. Forget who he pays to. It's me'ila. This is a daisa. And number two, visu malas chala hektish. He's going to pay Hektish, but he's going to violate Me'ila. And what happens, we know, in 98% of cases of Me'ila? Right when I use something, Kivan de Ma'abe, Nafik le Schar lechulin. Or Rashi takes out the word Schar. Nafik le lechulin. Right when I use it, so it becomes Chulin. So I'm not going to have to keep paying Hektish, because it's no longer Hektish, once I violate the Yisra Me'ila. So what exactly is this case talking about? There's a lot to say, but let's just finish the line. So says the Gemara, okay, you're right. Da amar likishe yavo scharo yikdash. What the Brisa means is that when the maskir said, when this socher pays me, I automatically am going to give that money to Hektish. That's what he said. But the wages, not the rent. The rental fee is going to go to Hektish. That's what he says. So now the Gemara says, now this is where we had. How can a person be makdish? The rental fee that he didn't get yet is a dovah lo ba la'olam. I'm Rav Yehuda Marav. I'm Rabbi Meir. I'm Rav Demakdish. I'm Rav Shlomo la'olam. As Rabbi Meir, that you can't be makdish a lo ba la'olam. Ikad Amri. I'm Rav Pavel Abayev. I'm Rav Mari Bar Chama. I'm Rav Chizda. Keman Rabbi Meir. I'm Rav Demakdish. I'm Rav Shlomo la'olam. Is this price according to Rabbi Meir that you can be makdish? I'm Rav Shlomo la'olam. Amar Le. He says back. Vela Keman. Who else? That's the same Shach Levitarya. The last five lines that we had earlier. A couple of important points here. Number one is just a little point on the Me'ila section, and that is, he's violating Me'ila. So Tosas points out, this has to be, according to the Manda Amar, of, let's get us a question. There's Ein Me'ila b'mechubar. you can't violate Me'ilo when it comes to something that's attached to the ground. So he has Tosfos, who are we going according to? So it must be, says Tosfos, bottom Tosfos, V'yavagav de'ein molin b'mechuba l'karka, k'de'isim m'seches Me'ilo, as it says in Me'ilo, perakanenim in a hektish, so echlomar, hachzug yidahacha asya karav, domar tolz t'losho ulubasov chibro havi talush. There's a machlokas elsewhere that says if something is detached and you reattached it to the ground, like lumber used to be part of trees, and then you build a house. The house is a case of talush l'basov chibro. So is that called talush or is that called mechubar? So Tosfos says, our Gemara must be going according to the man Amar, that it is talush. I think we mentioned in the past the thought of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. He says that if you look in the Rambams, there are many different Rambams regarding talush l'basov chibro, regarding me'ila, regarding kinyanim, regarding avodah zarah, regarding shechita. There's a four context, but there are steers in the Rambam. Is talush l'basov chibro considered talush, or is it considered mechubar? So he suggested if you put all of them together, it depends what is the rule in the context that you're talking about. Is it an issue of karka versus metaltalin? Is it an issue of mechubar versus talush? You can never say that talush l'basov chibro is considered karka. It's never going to be karka again. So if the context is a din of karka versus metaltalin, so then it's going to be considered metaltalin. It's considered movable items. It's a movable item that you stuck in the ground. But if the issue is mechubar and talush, so then you could say that this is called mechubar now. It was talush and now you are mechaber it again. Depends on the context. An afkamina could be avadim. Avadim, the Gemara says, is hukash l'karkos. But avadim aren't mechubar. Right, Eved Kenani. So in terms of kinyanim, so in terms of stealing them, so all of these halachas play out in the sugyas of talush ulabasov chibra. Number one. Number two. The other point is a sugya in Bava Kama daf ayin, the sugya of hakdasha davar sheina shalo. So the Rashba, the Gemara says there, as it says here, that you can't be makdish davar sheina shalo. What about makne davar sheina b'shuso? Could you be makne davar sheina b'shuso? If I don't have something in my rishus, could I be makne? I can't be makdashit. The Gemara says here, af kol b'shuso. You can only be makne something in your rishus. Says the Rashba, af al pi baba kama dafayin, af al pi she'enu yachol lahakdish. Dekzeras akasavu midachsev ki yakdish es beso ma beso b'shuso af kol b'shuso. You can't be makne something that's not in your rishus. So let's say a ganav steals something from me, so I can't be makdashit then, even though it's sheli, but it's not b'shusi. You always need shelo and bershuso to be makdish. And the ganav can't be makdish either because it's not shelo. You need both, says the Gemara. Says the Rashba, that's only by hakdasha. When it comes to a kinyin, you require less. Avol b'mechar o b'matana, yachol litnom. L'zakos agav karko b'chalifah. You have to do some type of kinyin. Somehow, maybe a kinyin agav. But that is the important shita of the Rashba in Maseches Baba Kama, that even though in adam makdash davar sheina shelo, in adam makdash davar sheina b'shuso, but adam makne davar sheina b'shuso. Meaning, there's a lower standard of what is needed to be makne something to somebody than to be makdash something to somebody. Which is interesting and ironic, because we know that it's easier to be makdash something usually, and I mean, you don't need a ma'isa kinyan, I mean, yirasa l'gavol kimis yirasa l'hadyot. So is that there's the word, it goes in opposite directions, but it's not a stira. One could say the process itself is easier to be makdash than to be makne. But to start the process, so that's easier to be makne than to be makdash. You need a higher standard of connection to the item in order to do what you need to do. What you do is easier for hakdasha than for hakna'a. But in order to do that, you need a greater connection to the item. So therefore, even though it's going in opposite directions, one can work it out. The Ksos in Kuf Chaf Gimel is very upset with this Rashba. He doesn't like the Rashba because there are Gemaras that talk about that you're not allowed to be mafkir a davar sheina b'shuso. Of course, the Gemara earlier in Baba Kama, there, the blot earlier in Daf Samach Tes, that you're not allowed to be mafkir. So you're not allowed to be mafkir. So you see, it goes outside of Hektish also. I'll be mafkir, so it must be you can't be makne either. So the Achronim, it's quoted here in the footnotes in the Rashba, they quote, no, maybe there's a difference. Maybe Hefker and Hektish have a similar idea, unlike when it comes to Hakna. When it comes to Hefker, especially if you take a Hefker approach, what are you doing by Hefker? Are you being makne it? Many say, no, by Hefker, I am just removing myself. I'm removing my bialos. So maybe you can't remove yourself if there's nothing to remove from, if it's in a Pershuso. So the same issues that might come up by Hakdasha might come up by Hefker. Mashaiki, when it comes to Hakna'a, it might be easier. That's what he explains here in the footnotes. Ula mikima che behekdash ain't by my sakinyan, ela deeper pen belvad, the deeper pen is my, may ish kiakdash is beso. Hefker nami. Kivan che ain't my sakinyan, ela chalos hefker, shechal alachavis bidiburo. That also doesn't help with if it's ain't a brishuso. Mashenki when it comes to hakna. Again, that is a beautiful sugya in Babakama daf ayin. How do we compare hakna and hakdasha? Which is stronger? Which is weaker? That is the discussion over there, but it relates to the issue of Hak'in Adam Makdash Darvish Eino Bershusa. And the other Shas topic, these few lines are packed. The other Shas topic is there's a tshuva of the Rivash, which all of the early Achronim discuss. And that is, the Rivash mentions that you're only not allowed to be Makdash something that's Eino Bershusa, like what the Gemara says, only something that is Kedushas Damim. But something that is Kedushas Haguf, so then you can be makdashit even if it's not Bershuscha. That's the sheet of the Rivash. And again, the Ksos elsewhere in Kuf Yud Zayin, the Kovet Shiurim, I'll read it from the Kovet Shiurim, talks about this Rivash. Why would you say there's a difference? If you can't be makdash, Dover Shein and Bershuscha, why should it make a difference between Kedushas Haguf, Kedushas Mizbeach, and Kedushas Bedek Abayis, Kedushas Damim? Again, the Rivash says, you can't be makdash, Dover Shein and Bershuscha, by Kedushas Damim, but you can't by Kedushas Haguf. So Rabbi Chanan says, that's our Reb Chaim that we've mentioned 100 times. Fits in beautifully, says Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan doesn't quote Reb Chaim, he just quotes the Chiddush, Kedushin Os Membeis, in the Kovet Shiurim. He says, what do you do when you're makdash kedushas haguf? What do you do when you're makdash kedushas damim? Kedushas damim, to be makdash, that is a monetary issue. Right? I am makdash something, the mizbeach, I give it dini mamonis status of hekdish, and then memela kedushas chal on it. So that's like a kinyan. So that's what Rabbi Chanan explains, you wouldn't be able to do that against that Rashba. But generally, you wouldn't be able to do that by Dover Shein Bershuso. But by kedushas haguf, what am I doing? I'm not switching the Dini Mamanis element. I am just declaring and putting Kedusha on the item. So maybe that doesn't need Bershuso. It's not Dini Mamanis that I need it legally right here in my physical Rishus. I am just making Kedusha Chal on it. So that's what he says. And he says, Vanir, the Zeo time of Shalah Rosh, Shehevi Chuvas Arivash. Lachalik, Mekdusha Guf, Kedusha Mizbeach, Lini Makdash and Bershuso. Tahadar Shina Mabesa Bershuso of Rak Mekdusha's Domim. When do we say that has to be yours, Rishuscha? So the Kedusha's Domim. Tavi Hakna Ligavoa, Kamo Mechir Lahediot. Avo Kedusha's Haguf, Eino Hakna, Rak Yichud Ligavoa. That's what he calls it. Yichud Ligavoa. You are designating it. Vahakinyan Bamei Elov. And he says, that's also why you need a pasuk to tell me, Eino Adam Makdash Darvish Eino Shelo. And by Mechira, it's obvious. Why do you need a pasuk to tell me I can't be Makdash something that's not mine? What do you need a pasuk for? It's not mine. Why would I think you can be Makdash it? I can go over to your item and be Makdash it. Now, Shein Shelo, not Shein Bershuso. Says Rabbi Chanan, yeah, you might have thought that because Hagdasha, you're not really changing the Dini Mamonis element. You're just putting Kedusha on it. So maybe you would have thought you could even do that to your friend's item. Kamash Malan, you can't. Right? That's why you need a Pasuk. But Sheinke, by Mechira, you wouldn't, because there's no Havamina that I could take your item and change the Dini Mamonis of it. It's not mine in the first place. Okay, so Rabbi Chanan here in Osman Beis in Kedushin.
Doesn't that put a lot of, the person who has the item in his Rishus, so he doesn't know what you've done. Now that you allow him to...
The person that has the item in his Rishus, well, he stole it. It's his fault.
Let's say it is, then it's
not a good idea.
Exactly.
It's not a good idea for a Bialin to do that. That's true. If somebody borrowed, yeah.
The Me'ila problem is on the person whose Rishus it's in.
The Me'ila problem is, yeah, he'll be violating Me'ila B'shogeg if the guy doesn't tell him anything. What?
That is
Me'ila. Me'ila, according to Rove Tanaim, is Peshogig. There are some that say there's even Me'ila B'mezid. But, it can lead to problems. But, generally, hopefully, you spell Kedoshim Haim. If you have something in mind, I'm not going to be Makdashit, unless I'm upset at you or something. But, I don't know. Mitzvah Baba Vera. Okay.
So the bottom line here is, he gives the schar at that moment the schar.
Bottom line is here, Davar Shein Shalom Bala Olam, but this is according to Rabbi Meir, so Adam Makdash Shalom Bala Olam.
The Socher gives the money to the Maskir, the Maskir has to give the money to the Hektish.
To Hektish.
And then the Socher goes back, and he can't live in the house.
Why can the socher live in the house?
It's
not. No, it's not. The house is hedyot. It's just the money that you pay me every month. The money they pay me every month is hektish. Right, but he can live in the house. He can live in the house, just the money. Okay, weiter. Says the Mishnah. Chayavei arachin mamashkinin osan. If somebody owes an erech, so then the gizbar of the Beis HaMikdash goes, and if he's not paying it, he takes a mashkon. He takes a security. Mamashkinin osan. The rule on this Mishnah is going to be, if we could assume that you're going to pay this, and it's in your best interest to pay this, then we're not going to take a mashkon, because we'll assume you pay it. If there's nothing driving you to pay it except the mitzvah that you should do it, then we're going to take a mashkon to encourage you to do it. So chayvei arachin mamashkin nosan, chayvei arachin, we take a mashkon, chayvei chatos v'asham ozim mamashkin nosan, but by chatos and asham we don't, because you're going to want the kapara. So therefore, we are not going to take a mashkon from you. When exactly is this referring to? Tosis here doesn't talk about it, but there's just a Miman of Shach. Tosis in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Vav. When exactly referring to? Let's say somebody owes a chatas. So we know there's an Isra Bata Acher, delaying the karban being brought, but you have three Yamim Tovim. You have the Chagim to get through. So when does Bezin take a mashkon? Before the Chagim? Before you violate? Or after you violate? And ask Tosis, if it's before you violate, why are you taking the mashkon? And if it's after, so why don't you take it from all the karbanos? You see the guy's not bringing it. So what's the what's the pashup shot of the Mishnah? So it says after there in Rosh Hashanah, hechi dami imekam bi daasili yidei bal ta'acher afilo olz v'shalomim nami lo vi da'aver b'bal ta'acher afilo chatos v'shalos nami v'yeshlomer says Tosus dila olam b'shalo aver adayin. You didn't violate yet. It's before the three, but Bezdik could see that you're not bringing it. Ela de chazina shehu misatzel lahavi. Umotzi hotzas chinam shelo letzarech kedei shelo yishar biyado maliknos. Bezin sees that you are basically giving away, you know, and not being frugal with your assets. You're not going to end up with anything. Bezin already could foresee this. The Bezin's just taking precautions because Bezin sees that you're not going to be able to pay up, and therefore the gizbar is acting on behalf of the hektish in order to make sure they get their due. So that's the case according to Tosfos. Chai ve olos v'shlamim mamashkin osam. A carbon ola and shlamim, even though we know an ola is machaper for certain things, like lava nidiklaseis and bitalaseis, but it's not in the same way a kapara type of carbon, and therefore you do take a mashkon. Aval pishim is kapalashi yisratzeh. I bet it's going to take a mashkon. But what do you mean? So is that's like kind of forcing the guy to give his carbon, and the kapar doesn't really work until he is misrats and he wants it himself. But still, he's going to do it. Shenemer lirtso no kofenoso achiyamarotsani. There's the famous line. So we force him. We take this mashkon, and then when he brings the carbon, so we say kofenoso achiyomer rotsani. When he says once he says rotsani, then we say okay, wonderful. We accept his carbon. V'chein as we know ato omer begite nashim kofenoso achiyamarotsani. Same thing by get, as we know the Rambam in Beis Chav. In Hilchos Gerushin, we've discussed many times, we're uncovering the Yetzer Tov Sheva Adam, and really he's just being forced not to give the get because of his taivas and because of his negias, and once we remove that, his natural self comes through. There is a major machlokas achronim. Would we apply this principle to a Yisrael Mumar, to a kofer? Right? Do we say kofer asashim merotzani, which is a very serious issue l'maisa? If there is a, you know, Rachmana Lislan, a man who became a kofer, and we want a bezin wants to force him to give a get. We're going to force him. He doesn't want to give a get, so we monetary fines, whatever the case may be, and finally get him to give a get. So by a mumar, if somebody threw away his Judaism, so do we say that this principle would apply, and it's not a get me'usa? It's a major machlokas. The Oneg Yontif assumes that you can't give a get, because this principle of, it's the pintel yid inside, everybody has a pintel yid. But somebody who's living his life like this, you know, you can't say that it's rotsani. And other achronim say, no, every Jew has it, and you can still apply it. Either way, that's the Rambam, comes up in many different contexts. Weiter. Amar Papa, pa'amim shechayvi chatos v'mashkin osam, chayvi obos im v'mashkin osam. Sometimes, says Rav Papa, you have the exact opposite of what the Mishnah says. I saw recently. Where did I see this? Oh, I think I saw this from Rav Zilberstein. Well, another pshat, I don't know if I mentioned this, maybe I mentioned this at the Siman Bechoros. Why is it that Rav Papa was zocha to the 10 sons? I think I mentioned this. Rav Zilberstein to the 10 sons, so that we mentioned it to see him, because throughout Shas, he always tries to make shalom. He always says Nimrida l'Travayu, like by Berachas HaTorah. Nimrida l'Travayu, or by Kiddush Levana. He always says, you know, making shalom. That's why he was Zochah. Okay, so Rav Papa says sometimes you have the
times, that's why he has ten.
Sorry?
10 times,
it was 10 times, that's why 10 sons? Okay. So Rav Papa says something of the exact opposite. They'll take a mashkon for a chatas, not for an ola. What contexts? Sometimes a chatas has the din of an ola, and ola has the din of a chatas. Chayvei chatos b'mashkon osan, where's the case that we would take a mashkon for a chatas? Meaning, somebody wouldn't be, focused on bringing his car. But b'chatas nazir. A chatas of an azir, which has the status of an ola. Tekivan to amar mar im gila halachan mishlashan yatsa. Since we know that you don't have to bring the chatas in order to do your giluach and all the halachas of nazir stopping. Any one of the three karbanas that nazir has to bring, he brings one, he's yotzei. V'im nizar galav echad min ha'damim hutar nazir lishtos yayim v'tamim l'meisim. And right when yadzrikas adam, said he could drink wine already, it'd be b'tamim meisim. So pasha bava l'meisi. So in that case, he's not driven as he is in a regular chatas and asham to bring it. So that's why we take a mashkon in that case. And the opposite, chayvi olas eva mashkon osan. Where's a case where we would take a mashkon from an ola, where we would not take a mashkon from an ola? Polas yoledes, by an olas yoledes, which we know, Rashi explains that she can't eat kachim until she brings the carbon ola. She brings an ola and a chatas. So that's why we know she's going to bring it. So my niece, the Gemara says, one second. My nihu. To Akhtame Kra, why do we say that an Ola would be enough? An Ola would be enough before the Chatas for her halachas to kick in for Heter? V'hama Rava, l'mikra ayti makasa. But didn't Rava say, we have this back in Zvachim Daf Tzadik, right? Didn't Rava say that the only reason Ola is before Chatas in the Torah is not because, once you bring an Ola, everything's finished. No, it's just l'mikra'a. What does that mean? L'mikra. So Rashi doesn't say here, but Rashi says it here. Actually, Rashi does say it here, but the Tosas action is there. Shetehei nikreis b'mikra t'chila. V'lo shetikra t'chila. Why is it first in the Pasuk? So when you lane, you read it first. That's what Rashi says. Right? That's why it's first in the Pasuk. So therefore, don't tell me that an Ola has a special din by Yoledes. We'll get back to that. So that's why that can't be the Ola that's being referred to here by Rav Papa. So Ella, we switch it to Olas Mitzora. And Olas Mitzora is one that he would want to give, and you don't have to take a mashkon. D'Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baruch Omer, Kashem Shachatasov Hashemum Ikvaso, Kach Olaso Ikvaso. Right, so that's why the Ola is also Ma'akev, so it's about Mitzora. But if you just remember what we discussed back there in Zvachim, and I think we discussed it in a Parsha Shir, as well, Tosas asked there on Rashi, in Zohar of Tzadik, what's Rashi talking about? Rashi says, explains the Gemara, you know why Ola is first over there, in the beginning of Tazria, so that when you lane, you read it first. Of course you lane when you read it first. That's the pasuk of the Torah. What does that mean? L'mikra'a. So Tosas says, mikra is from the word mikra, from the word, it just happened. It just happened, meaning if you happen to only have your Ola and not your Chatas, then you can bring your Ola. That's the word mikra, not mikra reading it. So that is Tosas. So what do you say about Rashi? You can't leave Rashi hanging high and dry. So two of the great Achronim, the Cheshek Shlomo, there in Zvachim, the Tzadik, and the Torah Tzmima both say the same exact idea. Torah Tzmima after the Binyan Shlomo, I brought the Torah Tzmima, says, no, L'mikra means Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh, when we read Karbanos to be Yotzei Archiv of bringing Karbanos, which we know is Lamaisa. It's as if we brought the Karbanos. What's the biggest raya? That reading Karbanos is Lamaisa. There's Talmud Bavli on Kachim. There's no Talmud Bavli on Zeroim and Taurus. Why? Why is the Talmud Bavli on Zeroim? It wasn't Lamaisa for them. Taurus, it wasn't Lamaisa for them. There's Talmud Bavli on all of Kachim. It wasn't Lamaisa for them either. It was Lamaisa. Because learning and studying and reading the Karbanos is more Lamaisa than other areas of Torah, which when you learn, it's as if you read it. That's what the Chavetz Chaim talks about in many of his Svarim, in his Akdamas, when he's very encouraging of learning in Yoni Kachim. So says the Torah Tamima, Bizman Hazeh, when we don't have Karbanos, and it's just about reading it, so then you should read the Ola before the Chatas. Why? Because by Ola, it all goes to Hashem. So when I read it, Hashem could say, it's totally ki'ilu, I did it. By Chatas, there's no Achilas Kohen today. So it's going to be a little bit less. You could say ki'ilu, but you can't say ki'ilu, the Kohen ate it. So that's why Mikra, in a time period when it's just read, Ola goes before Chatas. Masha'en Kain, obviously, otherwise, we have Chatas before Ola. That's the Torah Tamim and Parshat Tazria, and the Cheshek Shlomo in the back of the Gemara, Zvachim Daf Sadik. Okay. Here we continue. Tanurabanon. Afal pishim is chaber alo achi yisratze. Tanurabanon. Yakriv oso. Malameid. Shekofen oso. You force him. Yakriv oso. You bring him close. Yachol balkar. Chol tabalob alert. So no. No, he has to be willing. Hakei tzakofen oso achi yamarotzani. Omar Shmuel. Ola tzricha da'as. Shenem alert. So no. Shmuel says, an ola requires da'as. What does that mean? That when you have a carbon ola brought on your behalf, you know, you have to know about it. So where's my kamash montanina? What's the chiddush? The Mishnah says, avo b'she'im eschaper lo'ashi yisratza, shenem alert. So no. Pasuk says, you don't have ritsui, carbon. Ritsui doesn't mean kapara. Ritsui means just connection of the bialim. That's avlert sono. So what's the chiddush of Shmuel? Shmuel knew shas by heart, Mishnayis. Right, so what's he adding? So lo tzricha de parish lechavre. The chiddush is where my friend brought a carbon on my behalf. Mao de tema, I might have said, ki be'inon da'as midi day. When do I need da'as for my carbon? When I'm bringing it from my own flock. Avo midi chavre lo. But maybe if my friend brings it for me, as long as he has it in mind, it works for me. Kamash melano, zimne de lo nichole de lichper, but midi de lo de lo di day. No, so he has to know about it. That's the Chiddush of Shmuel. Even if somebody else is bringing it on my behalf, I need to know about it. So Meisve, is that really true? Meisve says the Brisa, Chatoso v'ashamo, shel ploni alai. If I promise, I'm going to bring so-and-so's Chatos and Hashem. Lada'as yatsa, shelo lada'as lo yatsa. So, if it's known, meaning Rashi says, I let the Reuven's bringing Karbanos for Shimon. If Reuven let Shimon know, Barchatas and Hashem, fine. Shelo ladas lo yatsa. But if he didn't let him know, then he wasn't Yotze. But Olaso v'shlamav shel ploni alai. But if I want to bring somebody's carbon Ola and Shlamim, then Bein ladas bein shelo ladas yatsa. Yotze even without telling the guy. Kashan Shmuel. Because Shmuel was about Ola. So Shmuel said, an Ola the guy has to know about, and here the Brisa says, an Ola the guy doesn't have to know about. So answer the Gemara, Amalecha Shmuel, Kitanya Hahi, Bishas Kapara, De'irtzi, Bishas Afrasha. Over there in the Brisa, it's talking about what? That, does somebody have to know about it, Bishas Kapara, if they already expressed their appreciation, Bishas Afrasha? Shimon heard that Reuven said it was Mafisha carbon for him, so Shimon was like, thank you, Reuven. That's so nice. It's so awesome. I appreciate that. So do you have to ask him again when you're makrovit? No. That's the brisa. That you don't need das b'shas hakrova. Ki kamina ano b'shas afrasha. Shmuel says, I'm talking about this first stage. B'shas afrasha. So you got to know about it. B'shas afrasha. Let's continue a little bit more, and then we'll quote an unbelievable Rambam. Upliga de ula. De amar ula. This argues on ula, because ula has the opposite direction. Lo chilko bechatas la'ola. There's no chilik. Ela shachatas shrichadas b'shas afrasha. Va'ola ein shrichadas b'shas afrasha. Machlokas, whether you need das b'shas afrasha or not. Chatas, yes, ola, no. Avo b'shas kapara. Idi v'idi la'das yatsa shalo la'das lo yatsa. Shas Kapara is the focus. Even if you have Das B'Shas HaFrasha, when the carbon was separated, but Shas HaKdosh, Shas HaKrava, that's the Iker. That's when you have to need. So it's the opposite direction of Shmuel. Meisve says the Gemara Kasha on both. Chatasov HaShamo, Olasov HaShlamov Shaploni Alai. This Brisa says all of them. Chatas HaShamo LaShlamim. All of these carbonates are upon me. Ladas Yatsa Shalol Ladas Lo Yatsa. It only works Ladas, not Shalol Ladas. So without an actual stira, we just got to work it out according to each of the opinions. So the Gemara does. Shmuel muki la b'shas afrasha. Shmuel would see the brisa story about b'shas afrasha. So ladas is yatsa. As long as you know about b'shas afrasha. Ula muki la b'shas kapara. Because that's what he says. It has to be, everybody has to know about it by shas kapara. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa just summarizes basically what we have said. Masnisa ahadadi lokashin. The two brises that we said before of Ola and Shlomim on me, and it doesn't matter, you're always Yotze, and the last brise, you're not Yotze, so no problem. Habashas kapara, habashas afrasha. Your machalik, each of the shitas would plug it in to fit in according to their shita. The Amorai nami lokasha, and the Amoram also. Right, the brises aren't so each other, and also the amoraim aren't so to the brises. Shmuel muki kamaisa. Again, Republic trying to make shalom. Shmuel muki kamaisa b'shas kapara. Basraisa b'shas afrasha. Shmuel would say the first brises are b'shas kapara, and the second one is b'shas afrasha. Ulo muki yifcha. Period. Amoroi vade pligi. The Tanaitic sources work well with each other. The amoraim work well with the brises, but the amoraim can't fit with each other. That's Rav Papa's statement. So pshita, it's pretty obvious. They have different shitas. So ma the tema my bishas afrasha the gamer Shmuel af bishas afrasha. No, you might have said that Shmuel is just adding on to Ula, not totally arguing with him, not diametrically opposed to afrasha versus hakdasha v'avagadach kamaisa tiyufta. And you might have said that Shmuel is even shas afrasha, even though one of the brises wouldn't have worked out well with him. He could have held like the other one. Kamashmulam would rather not say that. Really, the Amoram are arguing, and the Brises are not arguing. They could be fit in amongst themselves. There is a very challenging Rambam to understand, just to mention before we finish up, and that is the Rambam says, in Maaser Karbanos, Yud Aleph Yud, well, let's just say, what's the Pashas of the Gemara? We would have said that the Gemara holds that we said, Shas HaFrasha, what did Shmuel say earlier? Once you have Shas HaFrasha, said if he doesn't express Pashas HaKrava, okay, because Mestama, he still is okay. The Rambam paskins that if somebody gives their okay, b'shas hafrasha, and then I'm bringing him the carbon on his behalf, and then at shas hakrava, he's screaming, I don't want this, I don't want you to bring it for me, no, no, I'm very upset, you can bring it anyway. Unbelievable. You might have thought that, no, shas hafrasha, if once you're okayed it, so mistoma, you're still okay with it. But if you're not okay with it, then we won't bring it. Says the Rambam, Ratsa b'shas hafrasha, v'lo ratsa b'shas hakrava, el chazar bo, you're a chazar bo, ba'ola b'shlamim, makrivan u'mischaper lo bahen. Af al pi she'ena rotsa ata, shehare ratsa b'shas hafrasha. By Ola, well, it's a Shiloh, who's he paskening like? That's a good question. We're not going to go into that, but just going into the Svara now. By somebody can bring an Ola and Shlomim on my behalf against my will, as long as I gave earlier consent. The Brisker Rav says, it must be that the consent earlier could be brought till now. Chatas Hashem, you can't. You need kapar, you need Ritzoy Bishas the Kapar. That's an amazing Rambam. You've got to work out the Svara. Yud Dalid in Maaser Karbanos. Okay, let's continue. V'chein begitei nashim kofen v'chulu. The Mishnah said also begitei nashim. We say kofen asashi amarotzani amar of sheshes. Hi, madam master moda agita moda. A moda is a statement, a declaration before I'm about to do something, saying that what I'm about to do is under duress, and I don't mean what I'm going to do. You can have it by a kinyan. You can have it by anything I'm about to do. So that's what happens here. If somebody's about to give a get, but they're being forced to give a get, they go to the witnesses before and say, you know what, just by the way, you should know, what I'm about to do is totally false. I'm being forced to, and I don't really want it to have any effect. So somebody who is moser modon a get, so the modon works. It prevents the get from getting off the ground. So pshita, well, so what's the chiddush of that? So lo tzricha da'asa'u ve'irtzi. The chiddush is, if later on, he seems to be very rutzon and very into the get. So ma'od tema bituli batzla, you might say that, hey, his actions reflect that he was mevatel the moda, and he really wants to give it seriously. No, that's the havamina. Kamashlon, you don't say that. To imkain, because if he would, if it's true that would work, listni ad sheyitain. You should have just said in the Mishnah, kofanos ad sheyitain. My ad sheyomar, ad mevatel le moda. To break something up, you got to express it verbally. And if you don't, so then it doesn't work. Tosa says here, the minhag, when everyone gives a get, bisman hazeh, is to always say, there are no modas, you have to say things explicitly, there are no modas before this get, everything in this get is a good get, that's what the Beis Din makes them do, before they give a get. Good. Hadron Achalon, Ha'omer Mishkali Alai, and now we continue. Shema Yisomim, Shloshim Yom. So once we're talking about Arachin, how long when we're talking about values and Beis Din's involvement in the values, so the Gemara just generalizes a little bit. Let's say Beis Din is selling property of Yisomim. How long do they put it on the market for to try to get a good price? So Shumah Yisomim Shloshim Yom, 30 days. Shumah Hektish, other items of Hektish that they're trying to get, somebody gives their house, so basically this doesn't want your house, they're going to put it on the market. Shishim Yom, that they give for 60 days. Umachrizin Babokar Ba'erif. And every morning and every night you make an announcement. Big machlokas we shown him here. Why does it say Shum HaYisomim? Dafka. Tosfos. V'yem Tomar. V'yamaynok HaYisomim. Afilu kolei amenami. If Beis Din goes down to anybody's property, to pay Ksubas Isha, to pay anybody's Balchov, you need Shumas Beis Din 30 days. So Tosfos said, no, the Chiddush is even Yisomim. You might have thought Yisomim should be 60 days to try to get an even better price. Kamashma and even Yisomim, but Tosfos is clear that the same halacha applies to everyone else also. If you look in the Rambam never quotes this halacha by non-Yisomim. And the Rambam says, when it comes to other people, it's whatever Beis Din figures out is the best best way to get. If it's less, if it's more, there's no specific rule. And the Kesef Mishnah there says, you know why the Rambam says that? Because it says Shum Yisomim. Why doesn't it say Shum Bezdin? So therefore, that's what the Rambam's bedayik. It's only Yisomim has a specific amount of time and nobody else. So Maishna Boker Erev. Why do they announce it more than twice a day? Boker and Erev. Amar Yudah Marav. B'shas Hotzas Polim u'B'shas Achanasas Polim. It's when people are going out and coming back from work. B'shas Hotzas Polim Te'ika Denicha L'Mizvin. When people are going out to work. So some people would want to buy it. So Amar L'Polim. So the employer would tell his workers, Izilu Sairule Nili. You know what? As you know, when you're out there at work, go check out this guy's field. See if this field is see how much it's worth, see if it's something a good investment. And when they come back in, Dinidkar, to remind him, Damalu, Nazel Nishailinu, to remind him to go ask his workers, you know, did you see the field? That's why you do it in the morning and in the night. Tani Nami Haki, we also have it in the Brisa, Shuma Yisomim Shloshim Yom, Shuma Hekta Shishim Yom Machriz Babokar Ba Erev. And what do you say? What is the hachraza? Omer, sade ploni b'simaneo b'meitzareha. This field, these are its simanim, these are its borders. Kachi yafe v'kachi shuma. This is its, you know, this is what it's worth, and this is the estimated value. You want to give it, you want to give more. Kolarotza likach yavovi yikach. Almanas litin li'isha b'ksubasa ulabalcho b'chobo. And we're doing this for these purposes in mind. What if they had that for? So Gemara answers, because this would make people buy it quicker. Why? Because a Baal Chov, you can give whatever money you want, he doesn't care, even if it's like worn out coins. And for an Isha, you don't have to give it all at once. Give a little, she doesn't need everything at once. You can give it, Rashi says, purta purta. And therefore, this is all to try to encourage, Bezin does this to encourage the people to pay up. I'm sorry?
Deal structure.
Right. That's what could entice investors to come and buy it. So that's why Bezin announces these purposes in order to encourage it. Okay, I'll have to stop here. Ezra will continue in the sixth parak here, Meseches Arachin, on Sunday. Okay, these little prakim. Again, important yesodos that we have as we continue in Meseches Arachin next week. Everybody should have a good Shabbos.